Okay, Chefer, so we'll learn Masechta Sukkah, Daf Beis Amud Beis. But to understand Beis Amud Beis, we have to go back and review for a second Beis Amud Aleph, three different shittos as to why a sukkah above 20 amos is non-kosher. Let's go according to Rabbah. The reason is because
your eyes
don't recognize it. That Laman Yed Udor Oseithem, you have to know where you are. According to Reb Zeira, the reason is because of
Sail,
that you need the shade of the schach as opposed to the shade of the walls. If it's too tall, you're going to be in the shade of the walls, not in the shade of the schach. And according to Rava, the reason is because of right. Excellent. Has to be a diras arai as opposed to diras keva. So then the Gemara kind of gives nafgaminas, as it were, between the various shitos. Gemara on Beis Amud Beis, like six lines from the top. Kemanos ahadam Reb Yashi, Amar Rav Machlokes B'shein Defas Magios Eschach. Our Defas Magios Eschach Afilo Malo Me Esrim Ama Ksheira. That Reb Yashi quotes from Rav that if the walls are Magios Eschach, even if it's above 20 amos, it is kosher. Kiman, who does that go like? So the Gemara goes like Rav, the Amar Mishon Dol Shalta Be'ina came to Defas Magios Eschach. Mishlat Shalta Ba'ina. Let's pause over here for a second. Basically, what Reb Yashia is saying is that when Defanos Magios L'Schach, when the walls touch the Schach, so it is going to be kosher, even though it's above, I should probably go like this, even though it's above 20 amos, it's going to be kosher because Mishlat Shalta Ba'ina in that sort of way. Adkan, Divrei HaGemara. One thing that is not abundantly clear, I don't think we'll really flesh this out, is in Halacha, we assume that anything less than Gimel Tfachim away is considered Lavud, and halachically they are attached. Now let's say I'm building a Mechitza to be Makif, to surround a community, to make an Erev. If the poles are within three tefachim. Three tefachim, let's say, is approximately 9.6 inches. So if the poles are within three tefachim, so it's considered halachically attached. For this halacha of Mishlat Shalta Ba'ina, for this halacha of Defanos Magios Eschach, does it have to be that they actually mamish touch? Or would it suffice if they don't actually touch? That's it's within three tefachim. Maybe if I'm in a good mood, we'll try to say something. I think there's a line in the Ritva that perhaps addresses that question. But not for now. Okay, so the Gemara says that if Defanos Magios L'Schach, Mishlat Shalta Ba'ina. Why? Why is this true? So what does Rashi say?
Your eyes will travel up the walls.
Your eyes will travel up the walls, right? So I think that's absolutely correct. Derech difanos, though. You notice how Rashi is saying it in plural. Right? Derech difanos, through the walls, your eyes will travel up. It can't be because of arai or because of tzeil, because if that's the case, difanos magil seskach won't mean anything. So the impression you get from Rashi is that I'm looking wall, I'm following the wall, and then I'll come to the schach, and that's good enough. That's the impression you get from Rashi. I'm not 1,000,000% sure what Rashi means by derech difanos. Right? The fact that Rashi says it in Lashon Rabbim, is that significant or not? I don't know. But it's something to think about. Actually, Liat, today I was giving a shiur to the guys uptown in one of the sugyas of Chanukah, and I encountered a certain Rashi that you had strong disagreement with. And come to think about it, I still think I was right. But
I'm sure you were.
It was a year ago. Okay, weiter. Whatever. I just like have in my notes. Fine. So Zakt Tosfos. Tosfos is bothered by Yakasha. Defanos Magios Vizrach, Mishnah Shalta Ba'ina. Tosfos asks Akasha from Ner Chanukah and Koras Mavoy, Delo Choshev Heker Lamaila Me Esrim, Af Alpi Shakora Al Gabe Kisalim. Tosfos is bothered from the halacha of Korah that we learned on Daf Beis, the halacha that a Korah is a heker for the Mavui. So Tosfos is bothered, how come we don't say Mishlat Shalta Ba'ina because the Mavui is Algabe Kisalim, the Korah is Algabe Kisalim, how come we don't say that you notice the Korah? Now, it's funny because Taisus is throwing Ner Chanukah in also. No? Chanukah, Neros, right? It's actually very opportune to talk about Chanukah a little bit, but Chanukah and Neros are not really on top of the walls. Now, I understand the Korah of a Mavui is on top of the walls. So Taisus has a kasha. He says, well, if the Korah of the Mavui is on top of the walls, how come a Korah above 20 Amos is non-kosher? I don't know how Tosfos sees from anywhere in Judaism that Ner Chanukah is going to be mamish on top of the wall. But for some reason, Tosfos throws it in. Okay, so let's hold that Ha'ara for a minute. So Tosfos answers, Dehasam Korah Tefach Lo shalit ba'ena kimo besuka derechava tuva. Tosfos says that a korah is only a tefach, and therefore your eyes won't be sholate on the korah, they won't focus on the korah, as opposed to a sukkah that is wider. Meaning, Tosfos doesn't really come back to Ner Chanukah at all. Like, Ner Chanukah is just thrown there, and he doesn't readdress it. But at least with respect to Korah's Mavui, Tosfos is saying that Mishlat Shalta Be'ena is a Svara only when the thing is wide, has a certain I'm like linguistically impaired, right? It has a certain width, right? That's the word, width, right? So if I look up and up and up and up and I see, right, a tiny little thing, I'm not going to notice it, even though I'm following the wall. But if I see something that's more significant, so then Mishnah Shalta Ba'ena will apply. That's the approach of Tosfos. Now, Tosfos does not tell me how significant or how much width is necessary for Mishnah Shalta Ba'ena, but the impression you get is how much would it be?
More than a tefach.
More than a tefach, right? Born after Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah. And... but how? What's the minimum size of a sukkah? 7 tefachim. Right? The Gemara is going to have a machlekes, whether it's dalet amos or 7 tefachim. So, since we paskin la halacha that the minimum size of a sukkah is zayin o zayin, is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, so the pashtus would emerge that for Tosfos, if I follow the walls of a sukkah up and I come to this thing on top, if that thing on top is 7 tefachim, that's good enough. And lu yitzuyer, were it to be that I have a korah, which is 7 tefachim, that would be okay. Right? Remember, a korah has to be a tefach. But that doesn't mean a korah can only be a tefach. My korah could be considerably wider. What should emerge from Tosfos' analysis is that Mishlat Shalta Ba'ena is true. Mishnah Shalta Ba'ena would mean that if there's something that is wide, let's say, as 7 tefachim, then it would work. Now, Tosfos also does not exactly tell me how Mishnah Shalta Ba'ena works. Is it Derech the Dolphin or not? But Pashtus is Tosfos means the same as Rashi.
What's Derech LeDolphin?
Derech LeDolphin means through, via the wall. Remember, Rashi says that Mishlat Shalta Ba'ena, actually, here's a very good example. I'm looking at the wall, I'm following the wall, I'll notice the roof on top. That's Mishlat Shalta Ba'ena, Derech Dolphin. That's why Rashi says it. But according to Tosfos, though, unlike according to Rashi, Rashi says it's Derech Difanos, through the walls. Tosfos, you get the impression The fact that Tosfos asks a kasha from Ner Chanukah, at least, Ner Chanukah is on near how many walls? How many Chanukiyot do I have? Probably one, right? So it can't be Derech Difanos. It's got to be Derech Dofen. Now again, I don't know how Tosfos addresses this, and presumably according to Tosfos, the Chanukah menorah that I have is less than 7 tefachim, right? Again, it doesn't have to be. A Chanukah menorah could be as big as you want. I mean, Chabad have these massive ones, no? Okay, ad kan. So that's the shita of Tosfos. According to Tosfos, again, l'cha'ora, the idea of defanos magios l'schach is that because I'm following the wall up and I reach something that is wide, therefore, it connects. My eyes put them together. How does the Ritva learn? By the way, that point of seven tefachim was found in the Me'iri there in Erevin. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it. That according to Tosfos' cheshbon, if it's seven tefachim, you'll notice it. The Me'iri said that clearly, and the Rashba in Erevin also says it clearly. It's interesting to note, though, did any of you have a chance to do the Me'iri and Erevin?
The Me'iri, we did.
The Me'iri. We were in the middle. So there is a line in the Me'iri that addresses one of the points that we made at the beginning, which is, as a matter of halacha, the kura does not have to be directly on top of the wall of the mavoi. I could have a kura within three tefachim. And you get the impression that it will still work. That's the way the Me'iri presents it. This halacha of defanos magios l'schach will apply even to a kura that's not mamish on that's not mamish al gabei k'solim. Okay, fine. What about the Ritva? Rabbi Yom Tov Ibn Ashbili. What does he say?
Can you first quote the
Tosfos? Okay. He does, actually. Yeah, you sent it around, so like we should all have it on our phones. What did people do before phones? Huh? How could anyone learn Torah? Of course, others say once you have a phone, how can you learn Torah? That's a different question. But
so the last one.
What?
The last one.
The Ritva is the last one. Yeah. Kiman Ozla.
It was about when you were. It's not necessarily about your eyes following until they see the top, but it's more that your eyes, that you realize that you are within a covered space.
Right. According to the Ritva, his lashon, he quotes Tosfos' question. One second. It doesn't mean that because the walls magios l'schach that ma'ayni beit fei, that you look at it more, d'ha amai. Why would that be true? Right? The Ritva is saying, eksvaradik. Why would I look at the schach more just because it's on top of the walls? Moreover, by the mavoi defanos ar magios l'kora, and it's still puzzle. And you can't say that over there it's only because the Korah is not a Tefach, which is exactly what Tosfos says, but the Ritva says, don't say that. But Iker ha-perish de-afagav de-chol ha-mama esrim ha-mama in derech la-agbiya enav, mikom makom kevan shu mukaf shtei mechitzos kehol chasan de-arevan u-shlishes Tefach u-defanus magis u-schach ru'a atmo mechuse ve-ometachas kiroi i-efsha shlo yoshev el-libo. It's impossible that you won't feel enclosed by the schach. So the Ritva is saying a few points. First of all, the Ritva has a line over here I think that we focused on last time. We didn't focus on this in the Ritva. We found a perish of the Rivav on the Rif. But the Ritva writes that if it is above 20 amos, in derech lahagbiya enav. That means that normally I don't, people don't walk around, right? You don't walk around like staring up. Mm-hmm. It's not derech, but it is possible to see things above 20 amos. That's given. The reason why Defanos Magios Mischach helps, according to the Ritva, is because Ro'e Atzmo Mechusa Ve'ome Tachas Kiroi. You feel like you are under a roof. And therefore, you'll know that you're in Schach. Now, the Aruch Lener comments that...
I didn't know which one.
So the Aruch Lener comments...
I have several pages, I didn't know which one.
The Aruch Lener comment. Get it? Second. It's here, somewhere.
We can do it outside, I think.
Yeah, I'll see. Oh, here. The Aruch Lener, Tiber Maso, Begumar, and Mishal Chal to Be'ena. The Aruch Lener writes, first of all, who was the Aruch Lener?
Etlinger.
What? Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger. Okay. And where was he the rabbi when?
He was in Altoona and...
Very good. You took modern Jewish history courses, or...?
I took Rabbi Yaakov, and he made me memorize it.
Yeah. He was the Rav of what's called Ahu, which is the Rav of these three communities. According to some traditions, he's the one who gave smicha to Reb Shamshon Rafal Hirsch. But no one ever saw the smicha. We'll just leave it like that. So the Aruch Lener writes that Rashi, Tosis, and the Ran explain that derech defanos, your eyes notice it, and therefore they're bothered by the kasha, what's the difference between a mavoy and sukkah? And they give an answer. But the Ritva quotes, it's not the pshat that because of the defanos you recognize, you see the schach, but rather the pshat is that you feel like you're enclosed. So, that you're under the schach. So he just quotes a machlokes between the Ritva and Taisus. Ulecha ora, yesh nafkusa bein beis hata'amim. Irak dofen echad magiel eschach. Right? He says that there is a nafgamina about if only one wall reaches the schach. According to Rashi, Taisus and the Ran, this is going to be okay because there is heker derech hatofen ha'echad. But according to the Ritva, that you have to feel like you're enclosed, so then you need more than one wall. And he writes, V'hashta kema dekama difanos magios l'schach, v'lo kama desagi b'dofen echad, yesh k'tzas raya mizeh l'perish ha-Ritva. In other words, right, what the Aruch Lener is saying is that according to the Ritva, the idea of defanos magios l'schach is that I feel like I'm enclosed. If that's the pshat, so to feel like I'm enclosed, I need more than one wall. And the schach has to touch the top of more than one wall. But according to Taisvis, as long as it touches the top of one wall, it's good enough. Now, what's interesting about the Aruch Lener is he puts Rashi together with Taisvis. And he's sort of ignoring our diuk in Rashi of difanos, but okay, I don't think that is particularly significant. What is more significant, though, is that for the Ritva, there would be no question at all about Korah or about Ner Chanukah, because the whole din of difanos magios l'schach, according to the Ritva, is that I feel enclosed. But according to Taisvis, it's not a halacha that I feel enclosed. It's just that I notice something by having my eyes travel up the wall. If that's the pshat, I notice something because my eyes are traveling up the wall. So therefore, even one wall would suffice. And therefore, even by the Koran, even by Ner Chanukah, it would suffice. For the Ritva, there is no question from Ner Chanukah, no question from Korah. Fine. So now let's try to analyze this a teeny bit. We spent some time discussing the idea of Mishlat Shalta Ba'ena, the idea that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of smell, I'm sort of giving away, or I'm presenting one possibility the way I'm explaining it, but what's the nature of Rabbah's din? Rabbah's din that the eyes have to notice or recognize the schach. So we ask, is that a halacha in the yeshiva's sukkah? Or is that a halacha in the construction of the sukkah, the asiyas sukkah? Remember we discussed this in our youth, like a month ago, like when we were all like so young and like not great yet, whatever. Okay. So who wants to plug this in? It's possible that that chakira might be relevant over here. Again, possible, not necessarily mukhrach, but possible.
I mean, if it's about feeling enclosed, then that, I guess, follows with it being about the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. Because it's about, like, your knowledge while you're doing the act of sitting. But if it's more of just, like, your eyes traveling, it's not perfectly aligned, but I would say it fits at least closer with it being about the binyan.
If it's my eyes traveling, it's...
I mean, I guess that also still fits with the sitting experience, because it's about the...
Right.
It's about the...
When my eyes travel, I see it.
Right, it's about the person.
But my eyes travel, I see it. I'm not seeing a full sukkah, no? I'm just seeing a little bit of schach. So I think, actually the opposite of what you were saying, Rachel...
Interesting.
I think it would make more sense that if it's about yeshiva sukkah, so that means that I, the sitter in the sukkah, have to be cognizant of the schach. Wall, schach, I'm cognizant of it, good enough. But if it's about the mitzvah of asiyas sukkah, so that means that you need a place. It's not just that in my mind I feel... That's schach, but the Ritva's shita that I need to feel enclosed, I think would be closer to the idea that it's on the asiyas hasukkah, because when I feel enclosed, that means I'm in a sukkah, as opposed to just like, oh, I know what's on top of me. Did I just confuse you completely? You fight back, push back.
It's more that if it's about the building of the sukkah, you can fulfill the mitzvah of building the sukkah while not being physically in the sukkah.
Correct.
Right? I mean, technically, if you're sitting on a chair like a foot outside, you're leaning over, you're, I don't know, tying down the slach or whatever, you're not necessarily inside the sukkah. And if you're not inside the sukkah, you're not going to have the overall like user
experience
of feeling enclosed by the sukkah.
Right.
So I would think that you can only have that guaranteed potential to feel enclosed if it's about the sitting, which must be in the sukkah by definition.
Interesting. Okay.
If it's more with the like feeling enclosed part as opposed to like your eyes, like
traveling. In other words, you're saying that if it's your eyes traveling, that
your eyes can travel like when you're outside the sukkah too, yeah. When you're like tying down the slough.
But my eyes only travel because I'm following the wall up. Right?
But that can happen in both cases to me. That's why I'd rather work with the enclosed one, because that I feel like is more closely aligned with one.
And you feel that the enclosed one is more closely aligned with the yeshiva's sukkah,
yes.
As opposed to asiyas sukkah.
Okay,
again, it's certainly possible. It happens that the Mir Rosh Yeshiva disagrees with you, but you're entitled. That's fine. Not a problem. Again, I'm not sure if it's mukhrach. I happen to like trying to push things into this framework, just because I like to try to remember what we said.
But Yoshia, by framing the machlokas about the dafanos touching the schach, like forgetting about the difference between the ritva and the other approach, that seems to be more about binyan. Build it with the dafanos touching the schach, if you want to not.
If I build it with dafanos touching the schach, but again, I would say that Rabbi Yoshi is saying that if the defanos touch the schach, so then the person who sits in the sukkah is cognizant of where he is, or where she is.
But it's a construction. It's It's an instruction for the construction.
You're saying just the way it's phrased.
Without Rabbi Yoshia, yeah, I mean, I guess...
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and the Lashon of Shalta Ba'ena does really sound like Yeshiva Sukkah.
Yeah.
But what we pointed out is that the approach that's a din in the Yeshiva Sukkah doesn't seem so likely because no one said that if I'm sitting on a high chair, I get the mitzvah. Right? That was not mentioned. Okay. Be it as it may, there is a third shita over here that I want to talk about briefly, and that is also in the Me'iri. Did anyone see this other shita in the Me'iri? The decorations. So the Me'iri is really interesting, because the Me'iri says that you notice the schach because your eyes pay attention to the decorations. But you get an impression from the way he says it is that the eyes are paying attention to the decorations which are on the wall. Right? I would have used decorations in a much easier sort of way to say, oh, I see the decorations, like I have this big gourd looking at me. So like, oh, obviously I'll notice the schach on top. But for the Me'iri, apparently he's learning, like Rashi and Tosfos, that my eyes are tracing the wall and then I notice the schach. But he says the only reason my eyes are tracing the wall is because I have decorations. And consequently, for the Me'iri also, this halacha is true only in my sukkah. I have to decorate where, I don't know if I have to, we'll talk about that in a second. Decorating is not something that you do on your mavui. Most of us don't decorate where we have our Chanukah menorahs. But the idea of decorating is a halacha in the sukkah. There are two reasons, actually, why we decorate the sukkah. The standard reason is because it's noi mitzvah, that it's a form of hiddur mitzvah to make the sukkah look nicer. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that decorating the sukkah fulfills a different element, that there's a halacha of teshvu ke'en taduru. Mm-hmm. Just like when I live, I hang like pictures on my wall and I make it look like it's my home. So the sukkah also, it's a din teshvu ke'en taduru to decorate it. But for the Me'iri, the decoration is what causes... So it causes me to be aware. So both for the Me'iri and for the Ritva, Tosfos' kasha isn't a kasha. Now, because Chanukah is coming up, so you have to open up Hilchos Chanukah and see where this is relevant. And there is a dispute between the Ravya and, or the Rabbeinu Yoel, we'll call him, and the Tor, related to this issue. Who wants to tell me what Rabbeinu Yoel says, what the Tor asks?
Didn't get a chance.
Okay, so let me paraphrase this. So Rabbeinu Yoel writes that, you know what? If you have defanos magios l'schach, so therefore you notice stuff more. So therefore, if my Chanukah menorah is outside, so my menorah can't be above 20 amos. But if I am light... Pardon me, if I'm lighting indoors, so I have defanos magios to the roof, so then I'll notice my Chanukah menorah even if it's above 20 amos. That's what Rabbeinu Yoel says. If it's indoors, if I'm lighting Chanukah candles indoors, I'll notice it even though it's above 20 amos, because defanos magios l'schach. Now, this is already interesting. No? Every time you light indoors, you could have a tall ceiling and it's as high as whatever. But whenever you light indoors, that is good enough. Look inside. So the Tor quotes this Rabbeinu Yoel. And the Torah says, no, there's no proof. Because by the sukkah, the idea is I should see the schach. So I look up the walls and I see the schach. But my Chanukah menorah is not the ceiling. Right? My Chanukah menorah is inside a room. So says the Torah, there's no proof from our Gemara to the idea of Rabbeinu Yoel. Right? Because I follow the wall, I see ceiling. But my Hanukkah menorah is smack in the middle of the room. I don't see my menorah. I follow the wall, I follow the wall. I hit ceiling. That's what the Torah asks. The Beis Yosef defends Rabbeinu Yoel. And Beis Yosef says, you know what? You're misunderstanding. He has this idea that Avir is Mazik. Meaning that when my eyes are focused and then I come to airspace, my eyes lose their focus. So therefore, when something is outside, I'm not going to see it if it's above 20 amos. Because my eyes lose their focus. But when it's indoors, there's no avir that's mazik, and that is the defense for Rabbeinu Yoel. In other words, the Torah asked a question on Rabbeinu Yoel. He says, oh, you notice the ceiling. That doesn't mean you notice the Chanukah menorah. Says the Beis Yosef, he quotes Mahari Abuhav, that, no, you're misunderstanding. This halacha of Defanos Magios Uschach, all that means is that the avir is not ruining your eyesight. But whenever you have avir, it ruins the eyesight. Now, again, I'm not 1,000,000% sure, but I get the impression from the Beis Yosef that avir ruins the eyesight. Even if there's a tiny bit of avir, it's going to ruin it. Perhaps even if it's less than gimel tefachim, I'm not sure, but perhaps. Now, here's the thing. There is a commentary in Shulchan Aruch named the Turei Zahav, the Taz. Why is it called the Taz? Why is it called Turei Zahav? So he writes in his introduction, because not enough people learn Torah, and his job is to defend the Torah. That's why it's called Turei Zahav, no? The Taz sometimes gives... The Taz is not a full-fledged commentator on Shulchan Aruch. In other words, being a commentator on Shulchan Aruch is one of his jobs, but he has another job to defend the Torah. I don't know why he had this Torah obsession, but he had it. So the Taz writes, I'm going to defend the Torah. The Taz, thank you. The Taz over here in Se'if Katin, hey... Possibly. Yeah, the Taz writes that... Oh, there it is. The Chan Hei. Is that it? Did I... Okay, here. The Taz writes, I'm going to defend my dear friend the Torah. So the advantage of this room is that there's actually Svarim around. He quotes the Torah's question on the Rabbeinu Yoel. He quotes the Mahari Abuhav's defense of Rabbeinu Yoel, and he writes, "Hagam she'eni kedai lahachria, I can't decide this machlokas." But still, the Mahari Abuhav, who defends the Rabbeinu Yoel, seems to be wrong. Because if that's the case, above 20 is a problem because the avir is mazik the einayim. So how come you have to say that Dafka Defanos Magios L'Schach is okay? You don't need that. All you need is that there's a little bit of Dofen next to the Schach. Meaning, let's go like this. The Taz sets it up. Let's say I have a big gap in the wall, and I have Schach on top of some Dofen. So according to Mahari Abuhav, that would be fine. Because my eyes won't be ruined. The avir is not mazik, because there's connection between the ceiling and the wall. But the lashon of the Gemara is that defanos magios l'skach. It sounds like the entire wall has to reach it. According to the Rabbein, according to the Mahari Abuhav, who defends Rabbeinu Yoel, you don't need the entire wall to reach the schach. Okay, that is like some sort of a point. Then he goes on. And by the way, his lashon keeps on saying something that it goes b'li hefsik, meaning like what we were saying before, that any break will be mazik le'inayim. Fine. And then he writes two. Moreover, nirlafi in the estati, delo mistaver kan lahachshir b'ner ayidei hadefanos, ki ikar mitzvus ner chanukah hi b'tzeis hakochavim, kemo shekasav hamordechai, v'koshu gavoa l'mayla michav ama, ein ha'ayin holeich shem derech defanos, ki gan hadefanos atzman einam nirin b'layla. Okay, he's saying something really interesting, which is like, he says, you know what? When do you light your Hanukkah candles? You light your Hanukkah candles at night. If it's at night, says the Taz, so you can't be machshir al yidei the defanos. Defanos magios l'schach only helps if you could see the schach because of the defanos. But Hanukkah candles at night, you don't see the ceiling anyway when it's at night because it's dark. So therefore, defanos magios l'schach won't help. Now, who has a problem with this, Taz?
So is it just not kosher at night, the sukkah?
So the sukkah is only kosher during the day, it's not kosher at night. It's like a little, like your Shoshana, correct?
Yeah.
Right? So what Shoshana is saying is like, it doesn't make any sense. Right? The Taz is saying, oh, defanos magios l'schach won't help by Chanukah candles. In other words, the Taz is defending the tour. Taz. He says, defanos magios l'schach won't help by Chanukah candles because Chanukah candles are at night, and at nighttime, you don't see the roof. But hello, sukkah is bein b'yom bein b'layla. It's like, what's going on here? I think that's a fairly obvious and strong question.
So wouldn't the ceiling be lit up by the candles?
So I'm not sure. I think if the candle is close enough to the ceiling, it would actually burn it down.
No, no,
but rather,
a little bit of light definitely gives a lot of.
Yeah, so that's.
But you're not allowed to use the light.
No, I'm not saying that you're using it. I'm just saying that you can.
No, so what you're arguing is like.
No, I hear you, but it's like, oh, but you can't incorporate in the law something that you're not allowed to do because you're not allowed to.
So again, I'm not allowed to use the light for a specific purpose. It's Asr Lahartzel Smos Keneged Ner Chanukah. I can't, like, count money. I can't do something. The Rush writes in that Gemara in Shabbos, I can't do something. I have to be close to the candle. That requires a certain focus. I think what Yael is saying is correct, that a little bit of light and it just casts a shadow would probably help. For some reason, the Taz just throw this out there. So we have two problems, right? One problem is, from the halacha of sukkah, it doesn't really make sense. And then what Ya'el is suggesting, it doesn't make sense from the halacha of Chanukah either. Okay? It's interesting. This doesn't make all that much sense. So is there any way to defend this idea? So I think it goes something like this.
If it's binyan.
Yeah, speak to me.
Oh, because if it's binyan, it doesn't matter about night.
Right. If the halacha is based on that I have to see it, so then I could say, you know what, if it's based on I having to see it, so then maybe I'm not yotzei at night. But over here, it's not based on me having to see it. By the sukkah, it's based on, is it considered schach? So the fact that biyom I could see it is good enough. Right? In other words, what Shoshana was asking is that, what do you mean? At nighttime, you don't see anything, but during the day, you do. So you're going to tell me that the sukkah is not kosher at night? The answer is no. Mitzad the kashrus of the sukkah, it's a halacha in binyan hasukkah. Since I notice it during the day, it's good enough. But Neros Chanukah, which is only at night, that's a problem. Now, I don't know the answer to Yael's question about the fact that you actually can see stuff because there's light. I don't know.
Like the whole point, you're literally lighting a candle. You do see.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know. It's an interesting idea.
Sorry, I have a question.
Yes.
So to make sense of the Taz in light of Shoshana's question, you're saying that because you build the sukkah during the day, therefore...
I'm not saying because I build the sukkah during the day, but I'm saying that this halacha of Shauta Ba'ina, the halacha that I have to see the schach, isn't a din in yeshivas ha-sukkah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a din in asiyas ha-sukkah.
Right.
So since asiyas ha... So when I talk about asiyas ha-sukkah, what I'm basically saying is, does this have... I'll have to use a brisker word. Does it have the... Is it a cheftz of a sukkah? So since I could see the schach at some point, it's a chaft of a sukkah, end of conversation.
Right.
Right. What?
That's the first
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay.
Right.
Makes sense, yeah.
Now, so that's just, so what we have over here is an interesting machlokes between the Rabbeinu Yoel and the Tur about whether Defanos Magios Eschach will help for Ner Chanukah. Toisvis. Now, if I go back to Tosfos, I see that Tosfos threw Ner Chanukah in. So who does Tosfos agree with? Is Tosfos closer to Rabbeinu Yoel or closer to the Tur? Remember, Rabbeinu Yoel is saying that the Fanos Magios Eschach helps by Ner Chanukah. The Torah says, no, it can't help by Ner Chanukah, because Defanos Magios Eschach only helps I see the Schach. It doesn't help that I see this menorah in the middle of the room. I get the impression from Tosfos that Tosfos is a little bit closer to the Rabbeinu Yoel than he is to the Torah. According to Tosfos, the only reason why my eyes don't notice the Ner Chanukah because the Ner Chanukah is very small. It's not so significant. Tosfos is putting Ner Chanukah and Mavoi together. In other words, it doesn't have to be mamish on top of the wall. You get an impression that anything that's enclosed is good enough. However, it has to be a big thing that's enclosed. That's the way, again, I can't be sure. And Tosfos kind of like drops the ball on Ner Chanukah. He begins by talking about Ner Chanukah, then like it falls away. But my impression is that Tosfos is somewhat closer to the Rabbeinu Yoel. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then the Gemara goes on. And the Gemara then says within Reb Zera, we're not going to read this inside just because it's getting late, but according to Reb Zera, that the halacha is that schach above 20 is not good because you have to get shave from the schach, not shave from the walls. Says the Gemara, if the sukkah is pretty wide, so then it's going to be okay according to Reb Zera. Reb Zera's psul is only that the shade is provided by the walls when it's a narrow sukkah. If it's a wider sukkah, and how wide it has to be is a discussion in the Gemara, either 4 amos by 4 amos or 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. But if it's a little bit wider, so then that's fine. Now, Tosfos, did you have a chance to discuss this yesh by yoser midal amos? Did anyone get it?
No.
Okay, so maybe I'll paraphrase it anyway, just for fun. So Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. Tosfos says, I don't understand. We're basically saying that if I have a sukkah that's really narrow and the walls are above 20, it's not good. But I make it a teeny bit wider. There's like a threshold, right? One inch more than Dalet Amos. Now it's kosher. So Tosfos asks, one second. But aren't you still getting shade from the walls, not from the schach? The whole svara is that the shade has to come from the schach, not from the walls. So just because Right? So it's a teeny drop wider. It's like you move an inch over. Now it's kosher. Why? Right? The shade is still coming from the walls. Right? Just because it's moved an inch over, that tesis is kasha. So that kasha is really interesting. And then the answers that Tosis gives are even more interesting. But I think maybe it's kedai to focus on this next week. Is everyone here next week? Next week is Hanukkah.
No.
Should we?
Yeah, December 24th.
But December 24th. I totally don't. I'm such a yeshiva guy. This totally doesn't matter. Oh, so it's also Tohen Torah. That's what you're suggesting. You're very firm.
Doesn't Chabad, if we're going to go with Chabad, doesn't Chabad hold that you can't decorate? When we're talking about the Noy of the
Yeah, Sukkah. Chabad does not decorate the Sukkah at all. I have no idea why.
So it's interesting they go against the Iri, or do they not? I
mean, they go against the Gemara. They go, I don't know. I don't think this.
I mean, they also go against, like, Shai. Montua, like...
Yeah, I mean, should I turn off?
Not to get
okay. Okay, so it happens that my family, we come from, like, a certain Chabad background, like, seven generations worth. It goes back for a while. When my sister married David Berger's son, so this was one of the big issues, that David Berger found out that our family is officially Chabad, and this, like, it became sort of an issue. At Baruch Hashem, we passed the Bechina, and it was an issue. So Chabad does have some interesting practices. I don't know why they have this meeting not to decorate the Sukkah. I don't know.
The mitzvah was so beautiful that it's like...
Nothing can be added.
They don't sleep in the Sukkah.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
But Nittelnacht is a...
So this idea of not learning Torah Nittelnacht... it's such a strange practice. In other words, that we feel that if I learn Torah, so I'm going to be adding kolchos to Yeshu HaNotzri somehow. And therefore I shouldn't do it. So instead what you do is you play chess all night or you rip toilet paper for the whole year. No? Right? And those are the two minhagim. It's many chassidim. Many chassidim. The only thing is certain chassidim, like Satmar, for example, has Nittelnacht, but they have Nittelnacht on a different date. Remember, the difference between the Julian and the Gregorian calendar is like 12 days. So I think they have Nittelnacht like on January 2nd.
The Greek Orthodox.
Right? And that makes perfect sense because they are from like a part of Romania that was closer to that. So I think Yisuskar Katz actually once blogged about this, about how he remembers, like, in his Satmar days, like, ripping toilet paper on January 2nd. Like, whatever. I totally don't understand this practice of not learning Torah on Nittelnacht. Like, I don't get it. I happen not to be a fan of Jews who decide that we have to celebrate Nittelnacht somehow so we're going to eat Chinese food. I mean, it's not our day.
I've never done that one.
What?
Oh, really?
No, actually, today, one of the reasons I didn't give out the course earlier is I gave a shiur today in honor of Nittel. I gave a shiur to the Smicha guys about our approach to Christianity, etc. I think in America, like, many poskim used to not use the word Christmas because, like, it's a pasnish that you shouldn't give any respect at all to their holiday. Rav Soloveitchik used to use the word Christmas, and he said because in America it's not religious, it's just like a secular day of giving gifts. Again, Ofrani Tachas Kapos Raglov, he's the Rav, but I don't understand it, because the reason why people give gifts is because it certainly had religious origins. I think our approach should be that we just like ignore the day. That's my general feeling, and ignoring the day means not even eating Chinese food. This is my general sheet. I'm just like not into it. Okay, whatever. Okay, Chevra. So next week we are off. Now the week after that is already YU intercession. I don't know the story of this building, whether it's open. We have to investigate. I'd like to give shiurim throughout the break, throughout the YU break. Like, why not? We might need a different location. Someone suggested maybe doing it in my apartment. Assume my kids are asleep. We might have to think of another location for a couple of weeks of intercession, but we'll figure all of that out. Okay, Chevra, Yashikoa, Reilchen Chanukah, and we'll see you around.